CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perchet. The ethics investigation report into GOP House Representative George Santos released today. The panel found, quote, substantial evidence of wrongdoing. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
It looks like it's about 56 pages. One paragraph that stands out, if I may, is that they accuse Santos of, quote, a complex web of unlawful activity involving Representative Santos's campaign, personal and business finances.
Santos in a statement says he will not seek re-election. He has denied any wrongdoing and still faces a federal trial. Officials say negotiations to release more hostages held by Hamas in Gaza are nearing an end. It could result in dozens of women, children, and elderly being released in exchange for a three-day ceasefire. A day after one-on-one diplomatic talks with China's leader, President Biden will address members at the APEC summit in San Francisco today. He'll highlight expanding economic ties and investment with Asia-Pacific nations. This is ABC News. Thousands of unionized Starbucks workers walking off the job on Red Cup Day, protesting what they say are the company's deliberate understaffing practices. Red Cup Day is one of the most profitable days for the company. Consumer groups voicing concerns about smart toys.
Americans will spend $16 billion on smart toys by the end of this year.
Imagine the world's most fun robot living in your house.
The Public Interest Research Groups, or PIRG, has imagined it and is terrified by the result. The organization's 38th annual Trouble in Toyland report says that despite promises from manufacturers, toy companies have been sanctioned for capturing and storing data on smart toy users. PIRG urges parents to carefully read the privacy statement before buying a smart toy for their kids.
You can learn everything you like to do.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The life expectancy gender gap is getting wider. Women in the U.S. live nearly 6 years longer than men. One factor is COVID, which hit men harder than women. Alex Perchet, ABC News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect 600,000 hunters for opening weekend of the Wisconsin gun deer season. Jeff Pritzel is a deer specialist with the Department of Natural Resources. He says the number is trending down because deer hunting is more popular with baby boomers.
Last fall, the most common age of a deer hunter was 60 years old. And 5 years from now, it'll be 65 because that generation is still the dominant, participant.
Pritzel spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. A lot of people will be driving next week for Thanksgiving, and law enforcement will be out there, too. The Dane County Sheriff's Office, for one, is putting extra patrols on the road next week. Their overtime pay comes from a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church, there will be a Christmas bazaar. There will be a lunch provided with homemade vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup, chili, and assorted pies. A cookie walk where you can select from dozens of beautifully decorated Christmas cookies at only $10 per pound. Creative homemade crafts and door prizes. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70, of Phillips, passed away on Friday, October 6th, of complications from a stroke that he had in April of 2018. He is survived by his wife, Lynn, by his three sons, Todd of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, by Travis of Oshkosh, and by Troy of Wanakee. Survived also by eight grandchildren, along with his siblings, John of Idaho Falls, Idaho, Jeff of Abbotsford, by Mary Jo Palmore of Tucson, Arizona, and by Carol Roman of Puerto Pensco, Sonora, Mexico. Survived also by several sisters-in-laws, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life for Tim will be held next summer, 2024. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70, of Phillips. David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th, at his home. He is survived by his three children, John Rose of Colfax, Joe Rose of Plymouth, Minnesota, and Heidi Pipcorn of Elk Mound. Further survived by seven grandchildren, by his brother, Paul Rose of Butternut, and by his sister, Judy Peterson of Park Falls. Survived also by his special niece, Molly, and many other nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut on Monday, November 20th at 1 p.m. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church Monday from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls. Bernice Helen Polachek passed away peacefully on November 8th at the Northern Lights Care Facility in Washburn, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Joseph, by her children, Mark Polachek, Brian Polachek, Gerald Polachek, and Janine Dobson. Survived also by 10 grandchildren, by 18 great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Raymond Voken. Memorial services to be held 12 noon on Saturday, November 18th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation to be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice Helen Polachek. Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice, passed away the morning of November 11th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital after a short illness. She is survived by her four children, Shelley Lewandowski of Mosinee, by Michael Pishka of Wausau, by Mark Pishka of Rothschild, and by Sharon Weeks of Mosinee. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Betty Carlson, Helen Best, by Sharon Jilka, and by Jack Collander. Survived also by her sisters-in-law. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th, at the First Baptist Church in Prentice. Visitation beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice. Bernice M. Watland, age 100, of Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Minocqua. She is survived by her two daughters, Nancy Lee Nelson of Westfield, and by Coralie Erickson of Minocqua. Survived also by five grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-granddaughter, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Monday, November 20th, 11 a.m. Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice M. Watland, age 100, Park Falls. Irvin H. Engel, age 97, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on November 10th with his daughter by his side. He is survived by his six children, Perry Engel of Plover, Wisconsin, Doug Engel of Bourne, Texas, by Dawn Engel of Park Falls, by Craig Engel of Bourne, Texas, and by Cindy Engel of South Lake, Texas, and by Scott Engel of Saratoga Springs, Utah. Survived also by 14 grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, by his brother, Donald Engel of Fort Atkinson, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Irvin H. Engel, age 97, Butternut. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com. Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 61. Winds out of the southwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Another look at the short range. High of 61 this afternoon. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Hi, this is Jeff Lynn, and two-time Country Artist of the Year Award winner with Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
The Whammies have been around for over 40 years, and they've been helping musicians and helping people for a long time. As a nonprofit, they feel responsibility to give back to their community. Find out more from WAMI.org. Everywhere we go, I
want to stay. At the Home Depot, we have all kinds of trees, but the one thing they have in common is they were all made for joy. Like the 7.5-foot Jackson Noble Fir Artificial Christmas Tree for only $2.99. It easily clicks into place and comes to life with 1,200 color-changing lights and 8 different remote control settings. When you buy your tree at the Home Depot, not only will you get more out of it, you'll be able to put more under it. Bring home joy with your perfect tree from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you want the perfect holiday shopping shortcut, I've got 3 words. Get to Kohl's. I just went and found great gifts for even greater deals, like toys for up to 25% off. And with my 20% coupon, I got fleece for my family under $20 and a cookware set for under $75. Plus, I got $10 off home finds as a Kohl's Rewards member and earned Kohl's cash. So if you want the season's best for less, you know where to go. Select styles. Toys, coupons do not apply. Kohl's Rewards offer and 20% offer end November 18. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. In the NBA, the Phoenix Suns get one of their key players back and coast to a big win over the red-hot Minnesota Timberwolves.
Kevin Durant and Devin Booker each scored 31 points as the Suns snapped a 2-game skid with a 133-115 victory over the Timberwolves, ending Minnesota's 7-game winning streak. Booker says it was nice to be back in action after missing 5 games with a calf injury.
It's always nice just playing, trying to put my inputs in from the bench. You know, gets old after a while, and, you know, I just want to get out there and, you know, compete with the team.
Carl Anthony Towns had 25 to lead the T-Wolves, who fall to 8-3. The Suns are now 5-6. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Other NBA winners last night include Dallas, Boston, Milwaukee, New York, and Orlando. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball reveals the winners of its top pitching awards.
Gerrit Cole was a unanimous winner of his first American League Cy Young Award, and Blake Snell took the NL honor in becoming the 7th hurler to earn baseball's top pitching prize in both leagues. After coming close several times before, Cole finally finished on top following an outstanding season for the New York Yankees. He became the 6th Yankees winner and first since Roger Clemens in 2001. Snell was the National League winner after leading the majors with a 2.25 ERA for the San Diego Padres. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Also in baseball, team owners set to vote on the proposed relocation of the Oakland A's to Las Vegas at the end of their league-wide meeting today. Winners on the ice last night: Philadelphia, Edmonton in overtime, Colorado, and Vancouver in overtime. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
Jordan Love says the Packers are getting better. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice, although the team has lost 4 of their last 5 games. Quarterback Jordan Love says the offense is getting better thanks to receivers like rookie Jaden Reed.
He's not thinking. He knows what he's doing. He knows where he needs to get to and doing some good things after the catch.
The Packers host the Chargers on Sunday. The WIAA State High School Football Championships are today and tomorrow at Camp Randall in Madison. Divisions 4 through 7 today, 1 through 3 tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers introducing Pat Murphy as the new manager. Players like Christian Yelich supporting the hire. NBA, the last time the Bucks played in Toronto, they got blown out. Last night, they returned the favor with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors, and they did it with Giannis out with a sore calf muscle. Damian Lillard led Milwaukee with 37 points. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez.
You know, he did a great job leading us offensively, making sure everyone was in their spots, getting people involved, being himself.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but 98Q Country.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out on the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
Breaking my heart, just two wild horses to be on my. I'll be 98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Pierce, Chris Stapleton, We Don't Fight Anymore. So the Nashville home from the television show Nashville, it's a massive six-bedroom, eight-bathroom stone estate located in Nashville's Forest Hills area. That's the hotsy-totsiest area of town. 2.5 baths only, my goodness. A total of, get this, 20,533 feet. That's on average between 10 and 15 homes that could fit into that home. It's gorgeous. It's amazing. I've got more details coming up. Also, what they think they're going to get for this home from the television show Nashville.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 61. Winds out of the southwest, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Another look at the short range. High of 61 this afternoon. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. Song left in this old guitar.
favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Rhett, Morgan Wallen, Mamaw's House. All right, this home from the television show Nashville that is up for sale. It's crazy. Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler lived there, and some other famous people like Adele and Ed Sheeran both leased the property over the years. It's got a curved floating staircase, gorgeous, a climate-controlled wine cellar that holds 3,000 bottles. I'm lucky if I ever have three bottles of wine in the house. Dining space for 50 guests. Now, that would be through several different dining rooms. Parking, get this, parking for 300 cars. A resort-style pool area. Two-stall horse barn with tack and feed rooms. Now, this place originally went for sale at $22.5 million. Most recently, it has dropped down to $13.5 million. It will be a closed auction, and you have to qualify as being rich to be allowed in the auction. It happens Friday. There you go. You've got time to get in there. Old Dominion, Cole Swindell, great country music. We've got it coming up right here.
Boy Next Door or, Handsome Stranger. You don't have to choose because Pluto TV has all your rom-com favorites, all for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting your thermometer because accuracy matters. Exergen thermometers are fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate for medical and home use. Find Exergen thermometers at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Rhett.
Listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Been flying solo for so long. Nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. Be a one-man band. No. I wanna run down your wild dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans. And we'll never learn how to sing the blues if I'm gonna be famous, girl. I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we can take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't want to be a one-man band. Come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one. still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "It's Carolina, tell California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina."
Online at 98qcountry.com.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her.
seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong. Roger Staubach in my backyard had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970 something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back, it was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut off jeans. Space shuttle fell out.
Online at 98qcountry.com.